You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, a Republican representing the Golden State's 46th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and is the ranking Republican on the Foreign Affairs Subcommittee for International Organizations, Human Rights, and Oversight. We want to get his thoughts today on the ongoing unrest in Iran, as many of the citizens in that country believe unfair elections were held to re-elect Mahmoud Ahmadinejad last week. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for giving me this opportunity to spread the word. This is a very important moment in our history and in the history of Iran.
When we look at the protests in the streets, when we look at the international community basically saying this election was a fraud, how significant is that?
Well, let's put it this way. When you have such huge numbers of people in the streets demonstrating, and it's very clear that there was election fraud here, that we have to realize that this is a moment in which of opportunity. We need to make sure that those people who are in the streets who want a more moderate government, want a democratic government, they do not want to be enemies of the world. They want to live regular lives and live in prosperity and peace. This is the moment that we have a chance to succeed and to accomplish some of these things, working with those people. And we just can't let it go by.
What is the best way to approach this? You have some folks like Senator Joe Lieberman who say we have to get out there and identify ourselves as supporters of the people in the street. President Obama, though, says we don't want to take sides too publicly because then the ruling regime there could use us as the straw man to beat back this this public uprising. How do you read this?
Well, I think that Mr. Obama, if he continues to have these type of attitudes, we're going to see things get very bad very quickly. Already the North Koreans have challenged him and realized that he's a cream puff, if that's what he indeed is going to be as a president, and that there was no response to their blatant nuclear weapons activity. And now if the mullahs in Iran are permitted to just roll over their opposition somewhat like Tiananmen Square, we will have missed a great opportunity, but it will also mean that we will pay a price for having radical mullahs. They will be emboldened in the future.
In terms of the way we've seen this regime react to the uprising of the people there, notwithstanding the fact that they rigged these elections, but you've seen the violent repression, and now we see that foreign correspondents aren't even allowed into the streets to cover this and take pictures of it. What does that tell us about how they're handling this?
Well, it means that the mullahs are vulnerable at this point. And the last thing you want to do is make it sound like these people are isolated, that the people in the streets don't have any backing. The strongest thing the president was able to say was the world is watching. Well, what the heck does that mean, that we're going to watch and we're going to do nothing? Well, no. What we need to do is make sure, and I have already done this, I have had a video taken that is sent all over Iran on the internet that was distributed by some student organizations that basically I was telling the people of Iran that we're with them, that be courageous. Don't let this moment go by. Let's seize the moment so that we can live at peace between the people of the United States and Iran, and they can live in some kind of freedom rather than tyrannized by these cuckoo mullahs, and also have some prosperity, because the mullahs are driving that country into utter poverty.
Is that the message that the president should strike as well? And what sort of policy initiatives or extensions of assistance would you encourage him to offer to the people rising up?
Well, Ronald Reagan always knew that at the very least we should be vocally supportive of all those people who are oppressed, who are fighting against oppression throughout the world. We are on the side of the people who want more democratic government and a freer society. And that's where our sympathy should be. And even if we just simply stand up and rhetorically say, tear down this wall, that has enormous impact on the outcome of events like we're seeing in Tehran. But if we keep our mouth shut, we say we're just watching, and almost like you're in a neutral position, that can do nothing but embolden the forces of evil, the forces of repression, and these crazy mullahs. If they think that we're too cowardly even to express support for the people in the streets, they will mow them down.
What's it going to take to depose the mullahs? Will this popular uprising be enough, or will it take something else?
I would hope that not only is there a popular uprising, but I would hope that if the mullahs are so arrogant that they start having a mass repression, or they basically start killing the people by shooting them down, I would hope that the Iranian military would turn their guns on the real culprits there, who are these mullahs who are holding the people of Iran in chains of slavery and repression. These mullahs have, as I say, driven that country into poverty. It's made Iran an enemy of the West and the United States. We could be living in harmony and peace and trading with those people, and we could bolster each other's prosperity. Instead, the mullahs are destroying the lives of their own people, and if they want to murder them for opposing that, we would hope the military in Iran changes side and joins the people.
Last question for you, Congressman. What will be the result if the mullahs are able to survive this uprising?
If we let them get away with just mowing down these people like they did in Tiananmen Square with the Chinese, we're going to pay a price for our cowardice and our moral absence from the scene. We are the American people come from every country of the world, and it's up to us to stand for freedom in this world. And if we don't, we will pay a heavy price for it, just as we have with China, just as we have and just as we always have when we didn't stand up against evil.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Very good of you, sir, to be with us today.
Thank you.
California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th Congressional District, member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and the ranking Republican on the Foreign Affairs Subcommittee for International Organizations, Human Rights, and Oversight. This is Dateline Washington.